Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk. To want to say good afternoon. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. Y'all, I'm having a little technical difficulties today, but that's okay. We're going to work through it. I want to thank my supporters as my platform continues to build. You know, also I'm looking for my independent artists to submit your MP3 submissions to opentalk2@yahoo.com so I can get your music on a rotation for the nowhiphop.com segment or my radioinvasion.fm, so definitely check that out. Today on the show, going to be playing some best of Open Talk 2, going to be dropping some couple of joints from some new artists, so definitely stay tuned for that. You got to don't move for that. So, yeah, I want to switch gears a little bit. Want to talk about the Grammys. Y'all, should we ban Kanye from the Grammys, from everything? You know, he had just cut up. He just cut up, I tell you. But that's my boy. I don't know. They had the best dress and the worst dress. Of course, they had Rihanna with a cut quinceañera on. She looks pretty to me. I don't care what nobody says. You know, I'm just so used to her not being covered up. But anyway, I didn't watch the Grammys, but I heard the performances as well. And congrats to everybody who won on that. But okay, I got to pour out a little tea. Got to talk about my housewives in Atlanta. What is going on with my baby, Papalo? I know he upset y'all, but y'all hear Phaedra talking about Apollo punched some holes in the walls. I guess, you know, he's just really upset. But, I mean, of course, that's not the way to take it out. But what really kind of got me going is, why did she have to go see a psychiatrist to ask him, well, what's his opinion about her kids going to see their father in jail? I don't know. I mean, I just think they need to go see him, so, but I don't know. But she can do Skype calls or, you know, if they allow him that in prison, so I don't know. I don't know, y'all. Have y'all been keeping up with my girls, the Rutgers? Meet the Rutgers. Love that sister. Love my girls, y'all. Gotta love my girls, so y'all definitely support them. Hope they get another season. Gotta check them out. They got a lot of other new shows coming out, y'all. We gotta support them, so. But all right, y'all, I'm gonna switch gears and give you y'all blast from the past, and also gonna give you a little bit of grind. Of course, that's mine. Then I'm gonna drop a couple of new artists. So don't move. You're hanging with your girl Cindy right here at Open Talk 2. Don't move.
Yo, what's up? I'm Coolio with the flow, and you inside the box with my homegirl Cindy on Open Talk 2. Yo, get in the box with Cindy on Open Talk 2. I'm
coming
on with the flow.
Sack a fool,
man.
All right. All right. Last from the past.
I'm
You got gotta grind. That's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given. Stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. I'm just giving you the real, cause if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind.
So you can call it a guide. The writers on the wall on how to survive. Let them haters hate, let them see you win. First time it don't pop off, then try it again. You got to seize the opportunity, stay ready at all times. This ain't a bunch of hikes, I live these lines. I wrote books on business, I'm rocking the mic. Speeding game to generations, hope my word takes flight. Nothing's been given, have to earn it all. Now I'm passing down the lessons so my people can ball. I'm spitting real game, I want you to take heed. I want you to come up, I'm just planting the seed.
You gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. I'm just giving you the real, cause if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. If you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta
stay focused in on your mission. Keep them haters out your business. With hard work and dedication, you can get it. Dream big, put the work in with it. Gotta be willing. Achieving on your own too is a hell of a feeling. And me, I'm not the one to tell you hit the block and sell dope. Can't be closed-minded. It's more ways to go and gain dough. It don't make you lame. Little homie to have your own goals. Don't follow the pack. Be a leader and cut your own role. Now, I ain't telling you something that I done heard. I done caught too many cases getting locked up for the birds. You focus on your dream and grind, you get what you deserve. You gotta cry before you walk. You walk, then you can swerve. Big shout out to Cindy, told me come and drop some knowledge. And big shout out to God, because without him I wouldn't prosper. Just trying to motivate the up and come and stop wilding. Dream big, go and grind, cause in the end you have the power.
You gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. I'm just giving you the real, cause if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind.
Sending a shout out to my boy Mo Rock. I see you, baby. Got undisputed KB on the joint. Making some.
You're tuning in to Open Talking.
Today on the show, I got a rapper, an actor turned celebrity chef. He has recorded songs such as. There's so many, I don't know which one to start with. But the main one I love is Dangerous Minds. Today on the show, I'm rolling with my boy Coolio. What's up, Coolio? What's going on?
I'm running down the street smoking indoor, tripping on gin and juice right now.
Oh, Lord Jesus. What?
Trying to write songs that are about if you want to write classics, then write about stuff that people been going through throughout time. You know, don't write about the new dance that's out, because that's gonna date you. Try not to use dates or years in your songs, like in 1997, but 2014 and up. You know, don't try not to do that, because you know that dates the song. And, you know, just be original. Try to do something fresh. Try to create the next sound versus following the sound that everybody else got in the same formula that everybody else got.
Okay.
That's what I was saying.
I like that. Well, thank you for taking the time to call the show today for me, Coolio.
It's not a problem. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
All righty. All right, y'all, again, that was my boy, Coolio. Y'all definitely check him out. He's going to be on Black Jesus this week, so y'all definitely check him out. He's on tour. Y'all tweet him, support him in all his endeavors.
Yo, what's up? I'm Coolio with the Flow, and you inside the box with my homegirl, Cindy, on Open Talk 2.
Today on the show, got a model, an actress, an artist. I'm rolling with my girl today, Love and Hip Hop to Atlanta. Rolling with Miss Carly Red. What's up, Miss Carly?
Well, one thing I want to know, that you are very, very, very classy on this show, and I love that about you. I know
Thank
that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, tell me, how was it working with the cast? Is it kind of tense, or, you know, some people don't believe in the reality. They think it's scripted.
No, it's all real.
Girl. Actually, our drama behind the scenes, sometimes they don't get to catch all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's worse than what's on the screen.
Really?
It gets crazy.
Oh, Lord. Well, of course you're going to be back next season, right?
I can't talk about it.
Okay. Well, we hope so. I got my fingers crossed. Well, I want to know a little bit about how did you get into the music industry? How did you get your inspiration with the music industry?
Right. Well, what happened was I've always been a reggae artist.
Mm-hmm.
So I was working with producers like the Commissioner Gordon, doing songs with like Sean Kingston and Beanie Man. And so I've always been in the reggae world because I'm from Trinidad.
Okay.
And, I have family in the reggae scene. So once I started doing that, and then there was not a way, because I live in the States and I don't live in Jamaica and the Caribbean world, there was not a way to market the reggae music. So I said, okay, you know what, I'm going to just jump into the R&B, and everybody was giving me advice, like, you could try to switch to both, and here I am. I just stuck with it.
Okay. So how long have you been doing music since you were already doing reality work?
Share
with them.
It's a three word, never give up.
Oh, yes. I love it. That's the truth, though, Carly. You can't give up on your hopes and your dreams.
Never give up on your hopes and your dreams.
That's right.
People stay so miserable in their 9-to-5 jobs instead of, like, pursuing their dreams. You can do both. I did both, you know. I did 3, 4, 5, 6 jobs, 7 jobs. I don't care. But as long as it's, you're going to pursue your dreams, you never give up. Don't let nobody tell you no.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you again for taking the time to call the show, Miss Carly Red. And I
thank
totally appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's the girl Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop in Atlanta, the artist, and I'm hanging out with my girl, Sizzy, on NowHipHop.com.
It's Zoe, and I want you to know that these are the birds.
Today on the show, I have a gentleman that has brought new heights to the rap game. You could call him the pioneer of rappers in the rap game. Open Talk 2 listeners, let's welcome to the show, Curtis Blow.
Hey.
Hey, Curtis, how are you?
Oh, mighty fine. I'm blessed. Thank you for
Thanks.
Having me on the show.
I am so honored. You just don't know. I am very honored.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Okay. Can you tell my listeners a little bit, how did you get started in the rap game back in the day?
Well, to make a long story short, I was in the right place at the right time.
Okay.
In Harlem, New York City, in the Bronx, just hanging out as a teenager. And my mom was actually a great dancer. She is very popular. She used to go out to the nightclubs in Harlem and like the Renaissance Ballroom and the Cotton Club and and the Savoy Manor and all those spots that were big in the '50s and the '60s.
Okay.
And words of wisdom, I say education is the key to success. You need to study your craft. Analyze it, do the research, find out about it, what you're getting into it, study the history of it,
mm-hmm.
and then find out somebody within that history that was successful, repeat the steps that they took in order to achieve success, repeat those steps, and then you too will have success.
Okay, that's good. You know, I go roller skating from time to time on Sunday nights, and do you not know, they still play your songs, and we cut up on the breaks.
All right.
That is
thank
still
you. Thank
out
you.
There.
I thank radio and all the DJs around the country for making that a classic and still keeping it.
They're keeping it alive. Hey, you're still
yeah.
out there. I'm telling you. I wish I hate to put you on the spot. I wish I could have you to just say a line or two from the breaks, but I know I can't do that to you. So, but.
Nah, what's up?
No, don't. Oh my God!
If you got what it takes, 'cause I'm Curtis Blow, and I want you to know that these are the birds.
Oh, my God. That is it. That is it. Well, everybody, this is Curtis Blow. I got him on the show. That was a little rhyme right there. You check that out.
There you go.
I know it. Thank you for taking your time to interview with me.
No worries, no worries. It's all good.
Okay.
Hey, hey, what's up, y'all? This is your boy, Curtis Blow, representing that real hip-hop. It's my girl, Cindy, doing that thing all day, every day, 24/7, with hiphopnow.com. You heard?
Today on the show, I have a manager, an artist, and a producer, and his brand keeps on soaring. He truly has branded himself in the world of reality. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome to the show love and hip-hop reality star and my boo, Peter Dunn. Hey, Peter, how you doing this morning?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for calling in this morning on the show.
Oh, absolutely. I'm glad you reached out to me, and I thank you for the support. I don't have too much of that out there right now.
Oh, shoot. I don't know why now. Don't get me started on them people. Well, tell my listeners a little bit about what's going on with you. What's popping? What current events you got going on?
Oh, man, you know, currently I'm on this show, Love & Hip Hop. You know how that goes. You know, they bring in the drama. I signed up to do Love & Hip Hop. And, thinking that it would expose some stuff that would be entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Tara, who is my kid's mom, and asked if she wanted to do the show. And, you know, went to Amina, that she wanted to do the show, and they both wanted to do the show. So we did the show. I thought that it would help all parties involved, which is did. Amina's music is picking up.
Okay.
She really like getting a lot of stuff for the music, even though people hate her for the situation. Tara's an actor, and she's getting seen. Maybe not in the light that we wanted to bring this talent out. Not in the light that I wanted to, but I felt it was an opportunity for everybody to bring this, to get seen and heard. And, you know, unfortunately, it's through the wrong reasons, but, you know, hey.
But, you know, like you say, Amina's music is taking off. And it helps Tyra. I'm sure she'll get recognized because she acts real good on the show.
Okay.
Tyra, she acts real good on the show.
Tyra, she's a Southern girl. She's from Mississippi. She don't take no shit. Hey, she can't have it. This is the deal with the show, and this is not an excuse at all. It's the only explanation. The deal with the show is, you know, it's mostly women-driven, and the show to me is really being told from one angle. And they're not telling, like, you know, you have to know
right.
that all that glitters ain't gold. You have to know that, you know, me and Tara were not on the best of terms.
Okay.
We were on, you know, she's from Mississippi. She's living in New York. We have two children, and she's by herself. That's not a situation that I would ever walk away from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of my main reasons for even doing the show is to make sure my kids, you know, okay. I don't buy jewelry. I don't buy a whole bunch of fancy stuff. I save my money for my children, you know, so that way, come, you know, when they graduate from high school, there's something waiting for them, you know, for college.
Right, that's a good dad.
But with that being said, Tara's from Mississippi, and she don't really have nobody in New York, so it's not easy to walk away from a situation like that. So although I'm sleeping on the couch and we have our arguments and our fights, I'm still there in support of her and my children. So I should have said, listen, I got married, I fell in love with somebody, and I married her, and I didn't do that, which is ridiculously crazy, so that's what people are killing me for, but I love Tara, and I will always love Tara and support Tara for the rest. But I got my son, Corey Guns.
Right. You know, how's this music doing? How's he taking off?
Corey's great, man. Corey, you know, he got caught up with a gun in New York, and they don't play that, but he ended up getting probation. So lucky for him, he's on probation for that. But he's working on his album. He signed a Lil Wayne and Young Money.
Yeah.
I have a kid named Jabril Morey who's playing Michael Jackson.
Okay.
And Stevie Wonder in the Motown play on Broadway.
Okay. So he's good.
Now, his original music, and I have Amina Butterfly. We're working on her EP, which will be out, I think, in 2 weeks.
Okay.
So those are the three artists I'm working with. That's what I have going on right now. And a few other things. I have a T-shirt line and something else going on. And that's the problem with our people. We put all our eggs in one basket.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, it could be basketball stars, rappers, and actors. There's nothing wrong with being confident, but please, you know, come on, man. Nothing wrong with having a degree.
Right.
Just in case.
Yeah, I always say that. You got to have a plan B. You got to have a plan B.
Yeah. And I didn't have that. And that's why I push it so much. I still don't have it. I'm a felon, a high school dropout, and I was just fortunate enough. But that's a 1 in 10 million, you know, occurrence.
Okay.
So I hate to see it. You know, I see kids in the hood all the time, victims of, yo, I'm going to play basketball, and I'm going to do this, and oh, I'm a rap. I got it. I'm, you know, like they don't have to do nothing else. And I'm just tired of it, man, you know, and I'm guilty of it, and I'm guilty of people looking at me saying, well, you did it. And, you know, like I said, I was lucky.
Right. Well, all right, Mr. Peter Guns, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule.
Anytime.
Oh, you just don't know.
Let's talk not next Tuesday, the rerun of Love and Hip Hop. So Tuesday after that.
All right, you made my day. All right, guys, Open Talk to listeners, this was my boo, Peter Guns, got him on the show, so I hope you enjoyed the interview.
All right, y'all, hope y'all enjoyed the best of Open Talk 2. Gonna leave y'all with some jams. Got Back to Basic Airplane. He's just doing a little sample, y'all, but he's getting ready to get his music out there. So once it's fully out there, so definitely support him. Also, gonna drop again. You know, gotta go to South Florida and drop my boys South Beach. So, definitely gonna blow their jam. And again, looking for my independent artists to submit your MP3 submissions to opentalk2yahoo.com. Got a couple of interviews coming up back to back next week. So, y'all definitely check that out. Gonna have MTV Sarah Stokes. She's gonna be rolling up in here with me. Also, y'all gonna have the legendary rapper. Gonna have I ain't gonna tell y'all, make y'all sweat so y'all can listen. Now I'm gonna tell y'all. Gonna have Biz Markie rolling up in here with me, so definitely check that out. Gonna have DJ Envy, got his interview coming up. So y'all got some good interviews coming up. So again, y'all just stay with me, rock with me, hit me up over talk to yahoo.com. Hit me up on Twitter, over talk to at Twitter, Facebook, and also the Houston Power. It's looking for some young women to join the football squad. Y'all, they started spring training. They need some girls with some big girl underwear to play some real ball. So definitely check them out. So www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. All right, y'all have a good week. Good weekend. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. And I'm out of here.
Rewind it back to a time when I was much too young to understand the way the game was told. So I sold, blame it all on my roots, because I showed up in booths speaking nothing but truth. And now my exes down in Texas gonna feel me when I flow, dead and out of electric. So the stuff that we doing, I guess you break it. Every time you do it, now you're feeling like a rapist. Nah, dog, chill out. I'm just at the basics, and now the stuff that we live in is like the matrix, cause you're gonna pick everything you be. I'm living in a box, am I gonna live? I'm gonna die, spit morphine every time I try. And the blood flows through you like an IV, cause I spit morphine and I scream, damn, this is me. Everything I do in one take, never fucking make a mistake. I open the box and let it out, cause I like that.
Let go. That pill, that might work. SoundCloud, that might work. what might hurt you, nigga, cause you like work. Facebook, that might work. Reverb, that might work. YouTube, that might work. Or it might hurt you, nigga, cause you like work.
You, YouTube and Facebook and SoundCloud and Reverb. Instagram and Real Thought, you're claiming you in beast mode. You gathered all your people together and make them like it. Got a buzz all over the net, now you excited? A lot of y'all taking the credit and even writing. Now you spitting it and come from the heart, you can't recite it. I ain't hating, I'm just speaking the truth. Cause if you market yourself, you get that wealth more power.